Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the keys of life is to clean our body, and specifically the mouth and the teeth. And we have so many ahadiths in this regard. I will try to look at some of them. Hopefully, we can adopt them to be part of our life, because it is the instructions of the Imam to the believers and to the Muslims and to people in general. So we have first a hadith that emphasizes on the fact that we need to brush our teeth. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Istaku wa tanadhafu." Brush your teeth and be clean. As-siwaku shatrul wudu. Brushing your teeth is part of wudu. When you do wudu for salah, for example, you need to brush your teeth before it. Why? Because you're going to pray. Even if you're praying alone, the hadith says the malaika are with you. And if a person's mouth smells, it will harm the malaika. So one needs to also clean himself. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Lawla an ashqa ala ummati." If it wasn't for the fact that I might make it hard on my ummah, "la amartuhum bisiwak ma'a kulli salah." I would force them to brush their teeth with every salah. So the Prophet almost trying to say, I can make it compulsory, wajib, on every Muslim, that he must brush his teeth before salah. You can see the emphasis in this and how important it is. Now, even though the Prophet, peace be upon him and on his family, did not in fact make it compulsory, but he clearly saying to us, it is vital that you wash your teeth before you pray. To the extent he says, I could have made it compulsory if it wasn't, you know, me causing them hardship, because some people might not be able to do it. And then he says, "Bisiwaki and wudu'i kulli salah." Not just once, he says every salah, every time they pray, they need to wash the teeth. And the Prophet continues and he says, "Ma zala Jibrilu alayhi salam yusini bisiwak hatta khiftu an uhfi." He says, Jibreel continuously keeps informing me, instructing me to brush my teeth before salah. I was afraid that he was trying to tell me that it has to be done like as a wajib, and I need to convey that message. So it is something that is very important when it comes to cleaning and keeping our teeth clean and our mouths clean. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Al asab'u tajri majra siwak." Sometimes a person does not have a toothbrush or a miswak. One can use his fingers, if they're clean, to do that brush teeth movement to keep them clean, either with salt, either with toothpaste, but at least keep them what? Clean. Let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
One
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the Ahlul Bayt emphasize on the fact that we need to keep the mouth clean and we need to brush. One of the reasons is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, نَظَّفُوا طَرِيقَ الْقُرْآنِ, cleanse the path of the Qur'an. And the path of the Qur'an is the mouth and the tongue. Because when we read the Qur'an, we read with our tongues, right? With our mouths. So the Qur'an comes through our mouths. The Prophet says, since this is the road and the path of the Qur'an, clean it. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا طَرِيقُ الْقُرْآنِ? The people said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what is the path and the road of the Qur'an? He says, قَالَ أَفْوَاهُكُمْ. He said, the Prophet, it is your mouths, which is the path of the Qur'an. قَالُوا بِمَاذَا? They said, with what should we clean the path of the Qur'an? قَالَ بِالسِّوَاكِ. He says, with a brush. Now, back in the day, they did not have brushes, but they had what we call siwak, which is a tree that used to grow in Mecca, and they still sell it here today. You can find it in many places. So it is mustahab to have that actual tree to brush with, but ultimately, brushing is, in fact, with a toothbrush today, or even the Prophet said, as we mentioned earlier, that you can use even your fingers to stimulate the teeth and clean them. And then they said, مَالِي أَرَاكُمْ تَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْ قُلْحًا مُرُغًا? Why is it that I see you? You come to me, you looking, you know, horrible, and you smelling bad. مَالَكُمْ لَتَسْتَاكُونَ? Why don't you brush? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in this hadith, he is in fact complaining about his people. He says, you come to me, you haven't washed your mouths, you haven't brushed. Why? When it is such an easy, simple task, wash your teeth. Brush your teeth, come to me, sit next to me, talk to me, so I smell pleasant smells from your mouths, not awful odors. So you can see the importance sometimes when we wake up, we never brush. We wash our face, we go straight into food, we go outside, we just make it even worse. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ طُهُورٍ, to everything there's a purifier. وَطُهُورُ الْفَمْ, and the purifier of the mouth, السِّوَاك, is to brush your teeth. That's the purifier of the mouth. So we need to keep our mouth constantly clean. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, نَظَّفُ الْمَضَاغِينَ, clean your teeth, clean your gums, clean everything in between. And we said, because not only it is the path of the Qur'an, not only it is, you know, the thing that we face people with, but we have the malaika with us constantly. And even if there was no one there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wishes and He loves to see the mu'mineen pleasant, nice, clean, and the mouths smells nice. So the Ahlul Bayt emphasize on the fact that brushing needs to be done. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.